Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Rachel Chase, and this is the Somatic Healing Sessions podcast, where I guide you through simple healing journeys to help you relax your nervous system, soothe your mind, and release some emotional energy if you need to, and to find a way to feel calm in your body. Today, we are on session number 23. It is April 22nd, and we have a full moon tomorrow, and it is a very intense time for a lot of us and a lot of extremes. Some folks are feeling a big expansion of excitement and joy, and other folks are feeling more of an intensity of the pain body emotionally. And so that's bringing up a lot. There's a lot of energy happening right now. And so it's a great time to just go into the healing zone together. And that's exactly what this particular session's intention is to just bring in this soothing healing zone energy in for you. And, you know, it might be you're feeling up in your chest, or you're feeling in your belly, or you're feeling just a general overall sense in your body, or maybe there's a pronounced spot that's really activated right now. But somatic is about the body, right? And as I say in these sessions, you know, we are tapping into what we call the felt sense of being, and we're using the breath. And you don't have to have done this before to be able to receive its benefits. I will guide you through the process step by step if it's your first time. If you would like to go back and listen to the first episode, if you're just catching me now on episode 23, I invite you to go back to the first session and work your way through. The sessions are anywhere from 15 to 35 minutes max. And some of them have different themes than the others. And I do this kind of work in one-on-one sessions with people and in my groups and meditations and new moon women circles. I weave this kind of work into those experiences as well. So let's go ahead and just have you get into a comfortable seated place where you can be alone, and it can be private for you, and you will be undisturbed. Now, if you're doing something else like driving or cooking, you could listen. That's fine. Just don't close your eyes. And I don't want you to go into like a too deep of a relaxed state while you're trying to get things done, right? And you'll want some water or afterwards to get a little bit of water. Maybe if you're thirsty now, get a little water. And then just get cozy and comfy. Okay. Settle in and start to draw your focus more here and now. Anything that's on your mind that's really pressing right now, maybe you're really activated right now and it's hard to put it out of your mind, and that's okay. But if you can, let some of the stress of the day go, or the drama, or the stories about what's been going on in your life, or all the to-do lists, just the stuff of the day that's been going on in your life. See if you can just take a breath in and release out and sigh and create a little space, some distance between you and all of that. Some space between you and all of that stuff. And bring your focus down into your body, down to your feet, down to your legs, down to your hips. And first, we're just going to slowly allow some layers of tension to release, even if it's just a little bit. Maybe you're ready to just release a bunch of it. Take a deep breath and see what you can let go of. See what can just drop from your energy, tension. See if gravity can take some of it, like off of you, literally out of you. And you do that with the breath. Big breath in and a long exhale, or just a big sigh. Either way is fine. There's no right or wrong way right now. We're not practicing a certain type of breath work. We're just getting into the feeling of how when you inhale, it helps to bring in a little extra space. And when you exhale, it relaxes everything. And then you feel that space. Yeah. We are getting into the awareness of how we hold energy in the body, how we direct energy through our emotions and our thoughts and the way we speak to ourselves and each other, the way we speak about things. So take a breath within and see if you can just soften a little bit inside, soften your stance on everything, on what you think, on what you feel, on what you want. We're going to just soften the stance, the inner sense of rigidity. We all carry some of that. That we want things to be a certain way, and we've got a lot coming up around that. Got a lot coming up around that for all of us. How's it going to go? How are we going to be? What's going to happen in our lives? That's the general ongoing human condition, is uncertainty about what is going to transpire in our lives. That is the ongoing human story. That uncertainty can feel like fear sometimes, especially when we don't feel all the way safe now. And so I want you to notice if you're holding any of that fear in your body right now, and just be with it in a very gentle, kind, compassionate way. Try not to project anything onto it, about it, or connect it with why it's there, or what the story is around it, or victimhood, or how it got there, or any of it. Just notice there's fear energy in the space. Where is that? Just notice it in your body and in your energy, and take a deep, deep breath and sigh or release all the air out your mouth. And open your mouth a little and release your jaw. And rock your head very gently left and right. And breathe in and out as you do that. Deep breaths, please. Deep in and slow out. Releasing all the air out. Notice, is there tension around your forehead or your head or your scalp or your face? And just real soothing touch, sweep across your scalp and around underneath your skull. Make very gentle, slow circles. Gentle, slow circles around your skull and the base of your skull, where your neck is. Behind the head and around above the ears and around above the temples. Not too hard though, just gentle to medium touch. When you feel complete with that and you've given some soothing touch, very soothing strokes along your neck and your head and your face, going to sweep down a little more. So across the forehead, around the ears, down the throat, down the back of the neck, down the shoulders, and across the chest, real slow and gentle. See if you can go so slow and gentle as you gently touch across your chest from the center outward and take a deep breath. And exhale, and then sweep down your arms. So the right hand sweeps down the left arm from the shoulder to the hands, through the fingers, I mean, all the way down. Just sweeping down, breathing in and out, getting all around your left arm with your right hand. Pay attention to the feeling and your breath. And feel how the energy is flowing outward through the arm, through the hand. And then do the other side, sweeping down from the shoulder all the way down. And out the right hand with your left hand. So you're taking your left hand and you're sweeping down the right shoulder, right arm, right hand, and out the right fingers. And you're breathing in. And you're sweeping down and you're exhaling out. And then make some circles all around your chest and your belly. Just real gentle. Up and down your chest and your belly. Go slow and breathe. Slow. Breathe. In and out. Massage your belly, your chest, under the arms, up and down there. So we're sending some soothing signals to all your systems, your limbic system, your nervous system. So just feel how the gentle, soothing, sweeping motions up and down and around start to calm your body. And so you can do this up and down your sides of your hips, your legs, up and down to the abdomen and the belly, and back down through the legs and up and down the legs. Just breathing as you go up and down your legs. All the way down and up your legs, as far down as you can go, sweeping, circling, slowly, up and down the legs and the feet. So it's another breath or two here with this. Inhale and exhale. And then come back to more of a relaxed sitting, just resting. And notice the sensations you feel all around your body, all over your body. Breathing in and out, notice the skin, how your skin feels, how your back feels. Take a deep breath into your back as if you're breathing into your spine in the back, and the rib cage in the back, and the lower back, and the upper back. It's like, just imagine the air going back there when you inhale, and then when you exhale, soften the back. We're going to do that one more time. Inhale into the back of your body. Kind of stretch out the back a little bit. Big inhale and then exhale and relax back again. Just relax. If you have tension in your face, relax it. Release that. Let it go. Notice if you're tensing or squeezing your toes, and then let that go. Notice if you're tensing or squeezing any other muscles in your lower body, and let it go. Any other area where you feel like you're squeezing or tensing a certain area, notice it, and then you can even tense it a little more, a little bit, and then release it. Notice your breath going in and going out. This is a moment where you can be as close as you can to full allowing and accepting everything just as it is in this moment. Doesn't mean you don't want it to change. It doesn't mean maybe you don't want something different to happen. Just means it is what it is, right? So see if you can just look upon your life, look upon your body, look upon yourself and everything and your relationships and all of it. And see if you can allow yourself to be in acceptance of it all just the way it is right now. Be with it just as it is, including your own emotional state that you're in. Try to let go of the thoughts that are attached to the feelings and just feel the emotions for a moment. Give yourself full permission to feel those emotions. Maybe you go down inside a little deeper and you notice what's in there a little under the surface, and a little deeper than that, and a little deeper than that. And you go further in, further in, further in to your heart, to your gut, to your throat, to your head, wherever you're feeling, whatever you're feeling. Allow yourself to go deep within yourself to access and notice what is there, whatever it is, whether it's nothing or something, or you're not sure or whatever. Just get curious about going deeper inside of yourself, in your body. That's where you're storing memory and emotion, and all the parts of you are in there, your identity. I guarantee you there's stuff in there because it's you. There's stuff going on inside of you. And right now we're just witnessing with curiosity. Noticing with non-judgment as best as you can. Let go of the judgment about what you're feeling, about what's inside of you, about who you are, what you are, where you're going, what your life is. I learned something new this week. It wasn't really new, but the idea came and it was like, oh, yeah, that's true. And it was that judgment is the love killer. Oh my God, that's so good, isn't it? So I want you to just sit with that for a minute because, you know, I talk a lot about compassion and unconditional love and accessing those feelings of loving kindness toward ourselves. The healer is love, right? So is there a place inside where you're getting in your way of feeling love for yourself? And if so, it's probably judgment. And so we struggle with that and we go, where did it come from? Why is it there? Da, 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 da. We want to have like figure it all out, right? What if we can just say, I'm going to stop doing that? And it may take some time to undo it and get in the habit, but what if we just say, I'm going to stop judging myself? We're just going to work with the self here in this specific situation, okay? Because the healing is about loving, kindness, compassion. And the reason why somatic healing is loving kindness is because it's non-judgment. It's just allowing the body and the breath to work together to release suffering and pain and all the places where that's stored inside, and to help create space for your vagus nerve, the nerve that is the one that winds all the way down through your system that gets constricted and locked up when we have a lot of stress. And so when we start to open up, sometimes that stress gets released and we feel it again. And we get upset about the fact that we're feeling this and we don't want to feel. So what if it's just on its way out? What if we're creating space and we're letting it go? We're letting the judgment go. We're letting the all that stuff that's inside that feels so stuck. We're creating space so that the trapped energy in there can get out and just move along. Is that's the thing about suppressed emotions. And a lot of times we're doing it to keep ourselves safe or other people safe, or we're afraid of feeling, or we're afraid we're going to be too much, or whatever we're afraid of with our emotions. And so we trap it in there. But what if it just needs to be let out? What if it's okay to do that? What if it's all right to feel it? Maybe it's anger, maybe it's rage, maybe it's sadness, whatever it is. Maybe it's joy that's just waiting to be felt that you don't want to feel because you're afraid to feel joy, because you're afraid if you do, it'll get taken away or stamped down, or it'll all just, the whole thing of like, well, if I have something good, it's just going to get taken away. What if it's there and it's always there? What if it's just about making space to just allow right now? Allow whatever is here to move and be felt and honored. Honoring all of it, the whole experience, just as it is. Taking a few more slow, deep breaths and see if your body needs something. What does it need right now? To move in a certain way, to stretch in a certain way, to rock in a certain way. Do you need to draw your knees in and squeeze them a little bit? Do you need to curl up in a little ball? Do you need to stretch your arms out wide? Do you need to twist your spine? Do you need to hum in your heart a little bit? Or stretch your fingers and toes, or maybe massage a certain area again, or wrap your arms around and hug. What do you need? Give it to yourself. Give it to yourself right now. And I invite you to say thank you to yourself. For giving yourself what you need. We need to do that more often. It reminds us that we can be there for ourselves and that it feels so good when we do. And when we thank ourselves, it sends a strong signal of worthiness to the parts of ourselves that forgot that we need it too, that we need to love ourselves. Not only do we want to receive it from others or give it to others, but we need to give it to ourselves. Kindness, compassion, forgiveness, loving kindness to ourselves. That is where it's at right there. And if we can do that, we can do it for others, and the reality around us will start to match up more with that vibration because we're doing it for ourselves. So I invite you to take a couple more deep breaths as we close this session, this very powerful Scorpio full moon healing session for your emotions, for self-love, and for peace. To bring some peace into your life through your body, through your breath. So, if you haven't opened your eyes already, go ahead and start to do so and let in the light wherever you are in the room that you're in. Notice what you see around you and the space and how your body feels. And you can put your hands on your chest for a moment and just feel your heartbeat and notice. Here you are in your body, in the space. You are safe. You are here. Notice the calm that you feel inside. And stay with that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Bring it into the next moment and the next moment and the next. Take it with you. All right, my friends, I wish you so much goodness in your life, so much peace, so much love, so much forgiveness and appreciation and understanding and joy. I wish you joy. I wish for you expansion of all abundance in your life, prosperity, beyond what you could have possibly imagined. And that trust in the universe is your default way of being. I want that for all of us. And if you would like to go deeper with me, check out my website, rachelchase.com. I also have some online courses. You can find that link there on my website. It's just Rachel Chase Courses. If you'd like to get my ebook, it's on that page of where the courses are, Healing with Self-Compassion. And I will see y'all next time, the next session. For now, I'm Rachel Chase, and this is Somatic Healing Sessions. See you next time. Ciao for now. Bye, everybody.